From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Voting is underway in the French presidential election, including here in the United States and Canada. France's President François Hollande has promised to respond after presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron was targeted with a computer hack. Macron is facing off against far-right candidate Marine Le Pen in Sunday's vote. He announced Friday night that his campaign had been the target of a computer attack and that some emails and financial documents had been stolen. Those documents were distributed with fake documents on social media. French law forbids campaigning or media coverage that could influence the election until after the polls close at 18 hours Universal Time on Sunday. Hundreds of women dressed in white marched in Venezuela's capital Saturday, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. Saturday's rally, led by opposition leaders and lawmakers, marched to the Interior Ministry to denounce repression. Demonstrators have clashed with security forces several times in the past month. The march came one day after a young man was shot in the head during clashes between demonstrators and security forces, bringing the death toll from such clashes over the past 5 weeks to 37. The ongoing demonstrations started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court's March 30th announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court reversed its position in the wake of domestic and international outcries about an attempted power grab. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Pentagon has identified a U.S. Navy SEAL killed while fighting the Al-Shabaab terrorist group in Somalia as Senior Chief Special Warfare Operator Kyle Milliken. The 38-year-old Milliken of Falmouth, Maine, was killed Thursday when a U.S. aircraft came under fire while dropping off Somali soldiers at a target area about 65 kilometers west of Mogadishu. Milliken is the first American service member killed in combat in the war-torn country since a deadly battle in 1993. A U.S. military official told VOA that at least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack in the village of Barire. Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia beheaded two government soldiers they captured on Saturday near the town of Mahade, 35 kilometers north of Jawhar and the provincial capital of Middle Shabelle region. The head of the Somali National Army's 30th contingent, Lieutenant Colonel Omar Ali Adal, told VOA's Somali service about the soldiers' beheadings. He said the militants intercepted a civilian passenger vehicle in which the two soldiers were traveling. The soldiers were off duty, ununiformed and unarmed. The militants forced them to get out of the car, took them to a nearby village, and then beheaded them. Colonel Adal added that the soldiers left a government military camp in Biya Ade village and headed to Jawhar for family emergencies. He identified them as Malid Hussein and Ahmed Yaqub. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to the U.S. Senate after the House of Representatives approved his health care legislation. During his weekly address Saturday, Trump hailed the bill that he hopes will replace the Affordable Care Act, that is, also known as Obamacare.
Most importantly, it will be great health care, and your premiums will come down, and your deductibles will come down. So you'll have better health care at a lower cost. And now I'm calling on the Senate to take action.
Democrats who opposed the measure offered a different view on how the legislation will impact citizens. Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer is the House Minority Whip.
Republicans voted for this bill, even though it broke President Trump's promise of, and I quote, insurance for everybody that is far less expensive and far better.
The legislation passed the House 217 to 213, but still has to pass the Senate, where it is expected to undergo significant changes. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.